We have dealt with item number 8 earlier. We'll move on to item number 9, please.
Item number 9 is from the Director Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding Zilli Hospitality Group's request for relief. This item is also informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Kuglich.
Chairman, committee members, thank you. On February 18th of this year, Mr. Jim Zilli of the Zilli Hospitality Group drafted a letter to the County Board Chairman Holloway requesting Milwaukee County provide relief for the difficulties that his organization has encountered due to the closure of the O'Donnell Park parking structure. Since that time, Parks has had many discussions with both audit, with Corporation Counsel, with the Zilli Hospitality Group, and will be bringing the Department of Administrative Services into the fold as well. So I wanted to provide that information to you as an informational item. I know Mr. Jim Zilli is here and would like to address the committee.
Fine, Mr. Zilli.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and County Supervisors. Thank you for allowing me to speak a few minutes here, and I will be brief also. Since this happened, no one could obviously anticipate the perspective of all the events we had booked, how we had to manage it, and I thought I'd give you some insights as to some of the things that happened in 2010. That weekend, we had 5 events booked there, and of course, you know, if any of you were down there, you could just see that it was completely zoned off, and there was no way anybody could get in and out of the property. A few days later, we did the U.S. Bank fireworks event there that we do annually, and it actually had to be downsized. Mr. Berth has been absolutely terrific to my family and to Milwaukee County, and he was visibly upset, blaming nobody. And we started making adjustments with, we went to Props Unlimited and bought props to hide all the barriers that had been put up. We upgraded the menu at no cost to U.S. Bank because he was so significantly disappointed with what was going on. We've been doing that 100% of the time throughout the entire process. We had a large event booked with Beta Rudder, and of course there was no parking, so we had to do 2 things there. We provided valet parking for them, and we provided a personal guarantee that the event would go on in the event that there was a problem of it being closed or something like this. We had an event for the Greater Milwaukee Council, and he wanted to pull the party, and we made a lot of adjustments to tweak it and keep them to go forward and use the Harbor Lights room. You all received a letter about Leah Sophia and the $250,000 event that would have taken place downtown, and that they just felt uncomfortable with the process of the discussion that was going on and needed to make a decision. All of our outdoor events were canceled, currently because of no ability to have an outdoor event there. Last year we did 30-40 events with Rockwell International, both in the Miller Room and Harbor Lights, and most of this is documented. We got great information that we can provide the committee. This year they're at the Italian Community Center, and you know, it's simply a parking issue, and that's exactly what they say in the email. As a matter of fact, they allowed us a year ago today. We actually hosted an open house for the MMAC, and we brought in Todd DeCristo, videographer, because he was doing both the corporate and wedding live video in our efforts to promote that area. And instead of pictures, we wanted to show actual videos. And Bill Severson allowed us to actually video meetings going on. And Todd said at the time, he said, you can't fake that. This is amazing. He's letting you take advantage of that type of basis. Been a challenge, obviously, with parking for the staff, as they've had nowhere to go for a year now. Parking reimbursements for the staff, and a lot of them feel, geez, you know, we're not responsible. And just in general, the retention of the staff. We lost our corporate chef. Our restaurant manager there of 8 years has gone on. At this point right now, for 2011, not even 2010, we're down 125 events, and this is as of 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Our deposits are off $190,000 from a year ago based on that, and that represents about $750,000 of business. There's really 3 types of revenue centers. They're social, and brides will book anywhere from 9 months to 18 months out typically. although when we were meeting with Paul, I showed him an email that day, and it was a bride of that we were talking to in the fall of 2010, and she was planning her event, and him and Jim saw it for 2013, and that's how far out they go with those types of events. The other one is corporate, and corporate typically books anywhere from 30 to 60 days out, a much shorter cycle, and of course, that business is non-existent. And then, of course, you've got your a la carte business, so people that would get done from downtown, go have a drink, go have a meal, and, of course, there's no access to that also. And then I understand the wonderful work that Director Black is trying to do with the committee that meets, I believe, tomorrow and every other week, but those articles consistently every single week make an awareness that the reality is that that complex is in the Twilight Zone. So it does not give anybody a lot of confidence on any level to go forward and say, I want to commit to an event there because of just all of the discussion. Happy to answer any questions you have. Very transparent as far as what your thoughts are.
Questions by committee. Supervisor Dimitri David.
Thank you. Now that it's totally official that the parking will open on July 1st, have you seen any change in your business?
It's really premature because up until even 2-3 weeks ago, you were hearing things about we should still move forward with a different direction, and it's just too early to tell. Whatever business that it would be beneficial would really be 2012 mm-hmm. and 2013 just based on the business cycle. And I think there actually has to be an awareness that it's open for an extended period of time, that there's business as usual. We run open houses on a frequent basis there. Some of the supervisors are attending them. Director Black has attended them. But for 2011, you're just not going to get any of that type of business just because the nature of the cycle of the business doesn't work that short.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Jersey.
I'm wondering, do you have business interruption insurance when the O'Donnell Park went down?
We did, and we do, but they immediately excluded it simply because it says the building wasn't damaged. And we had two different attorneys give us opinions, one from Foley and one from Weiss Brzozowski, and they both basically said the same thing. And that was naturally our first thing when he said it wasn't like one of our of the three venues that we operate had a fire or that there was a physical part of that damage. It was, even though it's all connected, they just felt it was a stretch. And actually, like anyone else, they're going to deny it, and you have to decide how much you're going to pursue it.
And I'm wondering if we can ask Director Black where we're going with this.
Director Black?
Chairman, supervisors, where we're going with this. Obviously, there's been hardship all the way around, and this is basically for information, is my understanding, is to bring it to you. I know that Mr. Zilli has been a good partner of the parks and a good partner of the county, and is basically seeking some type of compensation, if you will. I know that he's been talking to different supervisors, and you guys have been meeting. I don't know where we go from here, to be frankly honest. I mean, maybe you refer it to court counsel, maybe you refer it somewhere to see legally what we're responsible for. And aside from the legal responsibility, are there other responsibilities that we would accept?
I can't help but note that there was also a difficult economic time, which I'm sure not only your business, but other businesses suffered a downturn. And that's going to be some of the difficulty in this type of review. Certainly, if there have been violations of our agreements in terms of our inability to follow through on some of the commitments that we had with Zilli, that's something we need to look at. The county, however, would not be responsible for the business climate or the downturn of business due to the difficult economic times. So I do suggest that we refer this to Corp Counsel. I don't know that any claims have been made yet. Is that correct? There's no claim from Zilli to the county?
Just the original letter that we sent February 17th, and then we've been giving Director Black updates, a letter May 10th, a letter May 14th, as they continue to ask different information and look at it in a variety of ways. We've provided everything that they've asked for, and I think more. And in response to your economic climate, yes, it's a lot of fun out there right now. But if you were to talk to Sandy Fuller on at the Dome, she'll tell you our bookings were up there 50%. We took it from 40 to 60 last year. And if you talk to your friends at the Milwaukee Public Museum, they're saying we're coming off a record year there. So while it's still sensitive, I can show successes in other markets that in this tough economic environment, you're saying, wow. And, of course, then I look at what's going on downtown, and it is what it is. I mean, you had 42 articles in the paper regarding downtown. If that doesn't raise an elephant as far as what we're trying to deal with, and, of course, we've done every single bride. We had to provide upgrades in order to buy business. We've had to literally go out and buy business and cut our margins and make it worth their while to try to get people to get used to going into the property. But your point is well taken. But I can, again,
right,
with the domes and the museum, I can show you other successes.
I understand the sensitive position you're in because you want to continue doing business with the parks, I would assume. And that can be very sensitive. But I think we should take the entire packet that has been received and referred to Corp Counsel and ask for direction from Corp Counsel, who I hope will then also talk to Mr. Zilli, and that we get the whole thing looked at, all of the information, and if we're going somewhere with this, that we get good legal advice as well.
So the motion is to refer to Corp Counsel for a report back.
With regard to the package we received
with
from
Zilli. With regard to the package
that's
we
what
received
we're
and will
it
forward.
To.
I had the question of historical precedent, and if there are any known historical precedents for this kind of claim. And if we can't answer that question now, I would ask that be directed to Corp Counsel as well.
So amended.
Supervisor Sanfilippo?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If the supervisor would consider a friendly amendment, I think we ought to refer to the board staff and Parks Committee staff has already been working on it, but as well as DAS and audit, and let them look over the information that's been provided by Mr. Zilli so that we can come up with a determination of how this has negatively affected his business. And I also would add to come back to us next cycle with the recommendation, because Mr. Zilli appeared before us at the Committee of the Whole back in February. This issue, and we've been talking about this for the last 4 or 5 months, and I think we really need to bring this thing to a head one way or another. And I think it is a tricky situation, which is perhaps, the Parks Department is treading in new water here. I mean, you talk about a historical precedence. I don't think that we've ever had anything like this in the history of the county where a tragedy like this happened, which has, affected so many different people in so many different ways. And so the sooner we can put this to bed, the better. So I would make that friendly amendment.
I would accept it, except for next month, because I think this is going to perhaps be more encompassing than having a report back next month. It could actually take more than that with all the information that we're going to be looking at. So as soon as it's ready from Corp Counsel, but not later than September, how's that?
I'm confident that it can come back next month because I know Corp Counsel. Parks has been working closely with this with Corp Counsel already. So, I mean,
and the assumption is we would want it to come back with analysis and recommendation.
Yeah.
Chairman, supervisors, we have been working through a lot of the numbers, so I don't think that we're going to be starting from scratch. So I will do my best to stay on it to bring it back for next cycle. If we can't, I will notify you, but I will make that a goal.
The motion is to refer to Corp Counsel, Board Staff, DAS, and Audit with provision for a report back in a reasonable time.
But not later than September.
Not later than September. Is that acceptable?
And hopefully next month.
A report back and a recommendation.
And I'd like to see a recommendation.
Yeah. I think we need to bring this.
I think we have to act on good legal grounds here. That being the motion before us, is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Cesar's.
Aye.
Dimitriadis.
Aye.
Joseph.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Seven.
Thank you.
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Supervisors.